From the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, this is Karen Werner, and I'm excited to share a piece with you by the European radio artist Kate Donovan. Kate Donovan produced Chorus Duet for Radio in 2016. I love how Kate Donovan's radio art decenters us humans. She has an ongoing interest in elements and natural radio. Also noteworthy is her ideal listening situation for this piece. Quote, it's supposed to be broadcast on micro FM, amplified through multiple radios to an audience sitting on the floor in the near dark. My dream listener actually is listening at home alone in the dark, right before daybreak. End quote. Another of Kate Donovan's recent pieces, Night Call Radio, also has instructions for listening in the dark, and I have found that it's worth following this instruction if you can. Kate Donovan's Chorus Duet for Radio is about 13 minutes long.
This is the sound of a hummingbird. This little hummingbird has recently returned north. She's working on building a nest. It's about the size of a walnut and made of bud scales and is attached to a tree limb with spider silk. It will stretch to contain the growing nestlings. A few weeks ago, she took an immense journey to get here, some 18 hours straight over the Gulf of Mexico. In the balmy south, she fattened up, flew close to the water, skimmed the waves, and took advantage of favorable winds. She flew alone, and she has always flown alone, and she has always followed the exact same route as her ancestors, without ever being shown. Of course, this could lead us to wonder about hereditary memory and about navigational techniques. This is the sound of naturally occurring electromagnetic radio waves emitted from the Earth's magnetosphere. These sounds are known as chorus, or even dawn chorus, as they occur more often, or are easier to capture, in the early morning. Lower morning air temperatures and less active air currents may permit a dawn chorus song to travel further without as much interference. Thank you. The earth radiates. On a geological timescale, the earth's magnetic field is very stable. On a spatial scale, it is also highly predictable. The perfect tool for migration. Hummingbirds are guided by the sun, the moon, the stars. The sights, the sounds, the scents along their route. But they are also internally aware of the complex pattern of magnetic variation. Hummingbirds have trace amounts of magnetite in their brains, the same material of the ancient lodestones that humans used to guide their journeys. Many migrating birds have a magnetite crystal located in their upper beak for magnetoreception. And it can be found in a diverse range of organisms, from fish to turtles, mollusks to bacteria. Magnetite in the human brain is theorized to affect long-term memory. Magnetite can be found in large quantities in beach sand. Rivers carry it to the beach from erosion, where it becomes concentrated via wave action and currents. In sedimentary rock, magnetite preserves a record of the Earth's magnetic field. This is the sound of a piano and cello sonata, recorded onto magnetic tape in the Ludwigshafen Theater in 1935. Early audio recordings used thin strips of paper coated with magnetite powder. Here, magnetite preserves a moment of musical vibration. Thank you. This is the sound of a bird's dawn chorus. Birds sing out like this in the early hours of the morning to let everyone know that they've made it through the night. Migrating birds call out to let everyone know that they are here to claim or defend territory. Lower morning air temperatures and less active air currents may permit a dawn chorus song to travel further without as much interference. This is the sound of the bird's dawn chorus and the earth's dawn chorus. Shifting together as the planet turns, they usually sing at the same time. This is the sound of a chorus duet for radio.
You just heard Kate Donovan's chorus duet for radio. To learn more about Kate Donovan and learn about a lot of other radio artworks, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.